Zachary sounds like the book reports we give in geography, naming capitals, agriculture products, and rivers. He has passed Holland and moved on to Switzerland when we hear the bugle. He stops talking while Taps plays far off in the cemetery. A shiver runs through my body. When it's finished, Zachary says, "Wow, I've only heard that on TV." Later, someone knocks at the trailer door. "It's open," Zachary hollers. And I realize when he says that, he's grown sort of comfortable in Antler. The door opens and Cal walks in, hands in his pants pockets and tie loose around his neck. A sheen of sweat covers his face, which is redder than his hair. He stares at me like I've betrayed him. My chest tightens because I know that's exactly what I've done. "Pull up a seat," Zachary says, holding his hand out to the floor. "I was telling Cowboy about Switzerland." Cal's hands pop out of his pockets, and dollar bills are crammed in his fists. "Here!" He throws the money at me. Coins clank to the floor and join the $1 and $5 bills. "Here's your 46 bucks I owe you. Now we're even."
Do you remember that Toby said he'd loaned Cal 46 bucks over the years? Toby thought that Cal hadn't kept track, but it's clear that he had. And now that Cal's mad at Toby, he's throwing the money in his face. He's furious with Toby, and he's making sure that he doesn't owe him anything. Let's move on to the top of page 174.